Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
When I first moved to my current city that I'm living in, I lived above a rental store, and the smell of gasoline was so potent that when my parents came to visit me, my dad was literally, "You need to move now." And, you know, I wasn't into my healthy lifestyle back then, but knowing what I know now and having spoken to today's guest, Dr. Stuart Lonnke, before, I now know that it wasn't so good for me to be doing that. And we're going to talk about ways that we could detox our bodies after having been exposed to certain chemicals. And Dr. Lonnke is a board-certified internal medicine and pulmonary and critical care doctor. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Lonnke.
Hi, great to be here. Thank you for having me.
So let's jump right in. I mean, last time you were on, we talked about, you know, being exposed. And like I had told my story about, you know, living above a Stevenson's rental. And I want you to share with us. So for those people who have been exposed, how can we start to detox our body? And how can we know that it's really the chemicals or it's working, I guess, is, you know, what I want to kind of dig into.
Yeah, I think you bring up a very, very interesting question. People always want to say, how can I detox? And it starts at the beginning. It starts with, you say, well, if I am exposed and if you're exposed, a lot of people probably listening saying, well, I don't have to worry about that. I don't live above what used to be a gas station. I don't have those fumes. Here's the news flash. Everybody listening to your show today has a toxic burden. And unless they begin to understand that they have a toxic burden, the approach to detox is going to be, I'll detox this weekend. And then I'll be done. It's very interesting concept, but it's just not that simple. It's taken you most of your life to accumulate all of your toxic burden. And your toxic burden sits in various tissues, some in your brain, some in your liver, some in your kidneys, some in blood vessels, and a large amount in fat cells. That's where many of these chemicals that we're exposed to, like you were talking about, benzene, and the harmful chemical there is benzene. It's a volatile organic chemical. We inhale it. It gets on our hands, and then it gets in the food that you served your parents, and we eat it. And we rely on the fact that our bodies are going to break down these toxins when they get into the body and they get into the bloodstream quickly in the liver. Unfortunately, on a daily basis, the liver may be busy doing other things. And some of those chemicals that the liver can't break down and turn into something that is soluble in water that you can excrete in your urine, you'll store it in your fat cells if it's an organic chemical. And you'll store it in various organs or tissues like bone, lead goes to bone, or lead goes to the brain, mercury goes to the brain. Now, having said all of this, everybody carries a toxic burden. And the first thing you have to do to detoxify is to decrease your daily exposure load. So that's the first step. If your listeners say, okay, I accept the fact that I am toxic. Now I'm going to begin to identify those toxins in my daily life that I can control. There are many you can't control. You walk into your office, you don't know if they shampooed the rug last night. You walk into some friend's house, you don't know if they have a plug-in air freshener that has phthalates in it. You don't know. Okay, you walk into Starbucks. I hate to mention the name of a company, but there it is, Starbucks. Or some other place where you get your breakfast muffin or sweat. You don't know if they use nonstick cookware. But you can clean up your own act at home. You can start to modify the kind of cookware that you use. You can start to think about whether or not you bring dry cleaning in with the plastic bags for covering them so that all of this perchloroethylene accumulates in your closet, or you can just air it out outside and take that plastic covering off. There are simple things we can do. We discussed some of these last time. Now, if you're going to be serious about detoxing and you're starting to identify those places in your home, the next step is to prevent. What do I mean by prevent? Well, there's two areas, and I will assume that we have both men and women listening, and this is one that really favors the women, at least one part of it. The first part for the women is you can prevent your exposure, and you can prevent the absorption of toxins through your skin by looking at the labels of the skincare products that you use. So many of these makeups, so many of these lipsticks, so many of the eyeshadows have chemicals that have been identified, and you want to take a look at them. The listeners should go to Environmental Working Group. It's EWG.org. EWG, mm-hmm. Environmental Working yep. Group.org. Great website. Mm-hmm. To identify those makeups that have various toxins in them and make a decision whether you're going to switch. You know, women in their makeup, I go through it with my wife. It's not that they stay with the same makeup forever, but they seem to have an affinity and a love for whatever they're using at the time. But it's a toughie, but that's number one. Number two is you need to start to prevent the absorption. For example, if I told you that majority of the toxins that you have in your body came there because you ate them. Mm-hmm. I know that sounds strange because we're talking about breathing them in and so on and so forth, but respiratory exposure to toxins and skin in women is about a 20% of your total burden came through your skin. For men, it's much less. The majority comes because it's in the air, it falls on food, it's on your hands, and you eat it, and it goes through your GI tract. If I told you that, then you would say, well, doc, is there a way that I can maybe prevent the absorption of some of these toxins? In other words, is there something that I can take that can bind these toxins that I'm eating in the gut so they never get a chance to be absorbed?
I love that you say that. So I'm going to ask you, actually, we have about 2 minutes left, so I just want to make sure we get everything in. But what I'm going to ask you is, do we do this? So what you're going to get into, do we do this while we're eating it? And how can we do it from things from years past, right? Some things we've already absorbed. So I'd love you to address both of those in two minutes.
I'm sorry. Yeah, well, okay. First thing is, before we do it while we eat, you do it every day. You do it with each meal. You take a binder. That binder can be pectins. It can be various charcoal preparations. There are chlorella products out there. Chlorella is a wonderful binder. There are some zeolites, Z-E-O-L-I-T-E-S, that are non-absorbable zeolites. But they bind these toxins in the gut. And they don't bind things like vitamins and so on and so forth. So you don't get deprived of the things you need. And they're wonderful in that you eliminate those before you ever absorb them. And yes, in answer to your question, the next step is, how do I take something that gets into my bloodstream and then starts to take the poisons that I've already absorbed out?
Mm-hmm.
And there are products to do that. Unfortunately, very few.
Very few. And what would be, you know, one of those or two of those products that you
okay.
would say
does? One of those is a form of a zeolite, Zeolite. That is mm-hmm. called micronized or activated. Those okay. forms of zeolite, which have been activated or micronized, are actually absorbed into the bloodstream. Mm-hmm. There are studies okay. that show that individuals who take those products begin to excrete high amounts of heavy metals, for example, all cadmium, mercury, lead, all of these things in their urine within 6 to 12 hours of taking it.
This is what we're going to get into. That's pretty remarkable for sure. We're out of time for today, but this is what I'd love to focus on next time is really the things that, you know, the things that can help people for things that are already absorbed. And maybe the last 2 points we talked about. So, you know, how to get rid of that. Dr. Lonkey, I always love having you on. And I know that you're going to be a regular. So I'm really excited about that because I think what you are teaching us is really invaluable. So thank you for being on our show today. You can learn more about Dr. Lonkey at stuartlonkey.com. You can also follow him on Twitter at LonkeyMD. I'm Andrea Donsky. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and Naturally Savvy.